So today is Tuesday. It's a good day. I had a busy day. It was extraordinary. My name is Werner Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So today was indeed extraordinary. I'm not overplaying my hand here. I've been a little bit blown away by everything that happened today, and it's funny because yesterday things felt a little bit on a more disappointing side, less extraordinary, because of missing out on securing my little dumpster office. As I mentioned before, we put in a bid for me to get an office space in town, and yeah, unfortunately we weren't successful in getting that space. I think we built a lot of kind of ideas around it already, and we were quite excited. And then also my wife feels partly responsible for this, and that's completely misplaced. We both very new at trying to secure like things from the government, or, and for that matter, anything we do in life. So one thing we spoke about a little bit, and I wanted to document it here and share it with you, is that I think one of the reasons I try and be positive about things like this happening is if I can learn from it. So there's this big spiel in my world when it's technology, there's no such thing as failure unless you learn from a failure. So what that means is that if something doesn't completely go your way and you're able to take a learning out of it, it's not as big a failure as what you think it is. And I think that is the challenge. I mean, my wife, and I've had the experience as well, and a lot of my friends have gone to maybe new job interviews, something that you're excited about, maybe in my case, new business, and then it fizzles out. The client avoids you, or your future boss, future employer is not interested in talking to you, or the interview process itself sucked. And that makes me a little bit sad, because if you can't go through a process and fail and then learn from that, what is the damn point? And that's when I get a little bit down. So I always try and insist that I get feedback from the people. And especially when it comes to interviews and applying for stuff, you usually put your whole personal life on the table and people get to judge it. And if that person doesn't reciprocate with feedback to say, you know what, I think we like these elements, but you lacked for us, you lacked over here, or we would like to see more of X, Y, and Z, that would be much better. But I don't know, like, I find that people fail to do that. Why not just give the feedback and help people grow, even if you don't commit to create a more professional relationship with them down the line? But anyway, I'm rambling again, but it's important. So if something fails, doesn't work out, try and learn from it. And I think this whole office experience, what we are trying to do is, you know, figure out, did we bid too low perhaps? What is the other things that we didn't consider? And we are trying to get that from the government institution, but that's easier said than done. But then, just a quick update today, and I have to humbly apologize because I had multiple opportunities to record and capture the sights or sounds of Warsaw, because I went into town today, went to a beautiful office block, and the reason I say beautiful office block was more because of the art that was located in this office block. It was really beautiful contemporary Polish art, and I was taken aback a little bit by seeing these things, and it was beautiful. Got to meet at least two clients today. Don't know if I'll be closing business, but the conversations were great, and it was really, I feel excited just by the mere fact of meeting them and having a conversation about the things that we care about around innovation and design. So feeling very positive. Also ended my day by meeting a good friend who is Chinese but lives in Malaysia, Frederick Ho, and had a beer with him. And in the excitement to go and meet Frederick, I did not even think of recording anything. So I failed to take you with on that experience. And I regret that now, because that was something that I should have documented for posterity. I'll do better. I promise. Thanks for listening.